Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, joins us now. Morning, Michael.
You know, I've gambled enough to stop.
Nice. Good work by you.
Very smart. Place limits.
Hey, you know, you talked about the potential last week of bringing Russ back and Russ coming back if they could renegotiate something. Sean Payton, during his interviews on Friday, talked about the fact that he and Russ have a outstanding relationship, something of that nature. I don't really know what that means, but you know, what's it going to take? What is that even a possibility, really?
Yeah, to begin, Russ isn't coming back. Mm. Let me start there. Very highly unlikely. But what I think Zach presented it to me after Sean Payton mentioned it was possible that he comes back. You know, I said that one way that it might be possible is if Russ does renegotiate or take a pay cut. You know, you look at it from Russ's point of view, he's got $39 million guaranteed. He can put it in the bank this year. And $37 million next year that he's not going to get. And, you know, with the release. So look at it as 39 is one, or will you do a deal? And if, you know, Russ wants to come back, why not come back for 25 this year, 25 next year? Offer that to the Broncos. See if they, if that's a little more appetizing for them to bring him back. So that's what that is. But, and the Broncos, I think, are going to continue to send out the message until March 12th, March 13th, I think is the start of the league year. On March 17th, his 2025 salary of $37 million becomes fully guaranteed. So the move will be made before then, before March 17th. What's going to happen is Sean Payton is going to look at free agency. He said he's starting this week. He's going to look at the draft prospects, and he's going to try hard to fall in love with someone. They do want to move on. I do believe the Broncos want to move on from Russell Wilson. I mean, and I'm taking that based on not Sean Payton's words, but his actions. You know, the screaming at him on the sideline, the benching of him, while they were still in playoff contention, by the way. You know, that says that he doesn't think Russell Wilson can operate his offense. And so he's going to look hard for someone else. I don't think he knows who that someone else is yet. And so that's an honest assessment from Sean Payton. And if they do find someone, and I think they will, then Russ will move on. So that's what it is. But, you know, maybe Sean finds no one he likes, no one in free agency, no one in the draft excites him that he thinks can operate his offense. And they take another look at Russell Wilson with a contract restructure. But that's we're talking about all those things happening. We're talking about, you know, maybe 2-3%.
Okay, so you do leave the door is slightly ajar, but the first thing that would but the main thing that would have to happen
that's
is
amazing. Yeah. Let me just reiterate.
Slightly.
I don't think Russ is coming back.
No, I know you said. I know you said that at the beginning, but then you did kind of. Yeah. You know, you went through some scenarios.
That's what happens to me.
No,
I say something really stupid.
No, and
then it's all over the internet.
We're not gonna. I'm not gonna say.
Gird your loins, Kliss.
No, here he comes. No. This is not. Hey, Mike Kliss says. You know, Russ is coming back. No, I'm not gonna. Well, I'm not gonna do that. But
yeah, I heard it. I heard it yesterday on the fan with Josh and Stoke that it was a report by Mike Kliss.
Yes, a
report. I was just answering a hypothetical from Zach, and so anyway, take that as it is. It's look, guys, you know, it's not it's not 100% that Russ is gone, but it's real close to 100% that Russ is gone.
Fair enough. Sean Strike, you said that Sean is going to try hard to fall in love with somebody, a quarterback. Yeah. Does Sean strike you? He said this during his round of interviews, but do you think he means it? That he's not somebody who believes you take a quarterback, any quarterback. He'll try to fall in love, but if he doesn't, he's not going to force the issue.
Yeah, I mean, he can't. He can't force the issue. He still has Jarrett Stidham, who he does like. You know, I know he didn't wow anyone in Broncos country, but he does like Jarrett Stidham. And I do think, let's start with free agency, because that's where it's really going to start. I think any quarterback in free agency, if I don't know what the money, what the Broncos can do with this salary cap situation, but if it's tied or close, I think any quarterback would, to play for Sean Payton is going to break the tie. I mean, you got, if you're Mason Rudolph, let's say, and the Broncos like Mason Rudolph, and Mason Rudolph has three teams coming after him, a chance to go play for Sean Payton, and a situation where, Jarrett Stidham is your competition, the Broncos are likely to get their guy, is what I'm saying. Even Baker Mayfield, if things don't work out in Tampa Bay, and everyone thinks he's going back to Tampa Bay, but what happens if Tampa Bay can't sign Mike Evans? They're both up. I would think it would be tough for Tampa Bay to pay both. And so returning to Tampa Bay is, doesn't look so good for Baker Mayfield. So, there's going to be some quarterbacks in free agency. And if if Sean Payton identifies one, and, I think he is on record going back a ways that he likes Baker Mayfield in his game, I think the Broncos would have a good chance of getting the free agent quarterback that they like. So, I do think it's going to it's going to move on from someone else. I do believe this too, guys. The reason why, money's a component of why he was benched in the last two games. But I think 80% of the reason was Sean Payton didn't like the way Russell Wilson operated his offense. The pre-snap stuff. He talked about that to Jim Rome. You gotta identify the mic. You gotta put the receiver in motion. Russell Wilson threw the interception at Houston last play of the game and cost him the game, Cortland was supposed to go in motion, but the quarterback, Sean mentioned how the quarterback didn't put the receiver in motion. Those are all the kind of things that Sean Payton likes for his offense. And, I think money aside, that doesn't change the fact that Sean Payton wants his own quarterback.
Well, I could just see it later on today. Bronco insider Mike Kliss reports Baker Mayfield will be Broncos' next quarterback. All right, what do you think, Mike? I'm going to run with that, all right? Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I talked myself into things. I don't know.
That's how it happens, Mike.
Mark's nodding right along as you say
that's
that.
That's how
it works. Mike, great stuff, as always. Glad you had a good week in Vegas. You did great work. We used a lot of your stuff. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.